I'm Joe Padula.
And I'm Maria Haycraft.
And this is the local news you need to know. Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, you know what today is?
Today is Valentine's Day.
That's right. Happy Valentine's.
You don't say that to me.
Why? I can say happy Valentine's to whoever I want.
No, your husband's going to get jealous.
He's my Valentine, but I can say happy Valentine's to everybody. I don't even really believe in Valentine's.
Yeah, I don't worship your pagan holidays.
We talked this morning about it. He's like, you're my Valentine every day.
Ugh. Somebody wants something. Where are you going? Where is he taking you?
Oh, we don't have any plans. If we do something, it's not going to be on Valentine's Day. We're like very good about not actually celebrating most holidays on the holiday because they hijack all the prices. And I like after the holidays when everything's half off. That's when I'll celebrate.
I have, I'm going tonight somewhere.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Skyline 500 Rooftop Trivia.
What?
Valentine's Day Trivia.
That's a great date night.
Oh, great date night.
If you just want to have fun, like that is what you guys should do.
You don't have to worry about holding the conversation.
Right.
Right. Right.
It's very fun.
The media is lying to you. It really is.
Test Maria's beverages for drugs.
Seriously.
You'll never know what's in here.
Cocaine.
Just kidding.
Liquid cocaine. So we got to go over the truth about the gender laws in Tennessee. I'm watching the news. The local media, it's the same as mainstream. It's corporate owned.
Yeah. Well, they're going to push the narrative, of course.
All right. And here's WKRN. Let's audit the media.
Okay.
And see what's going on here. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think they're pushing some false narratives here. Let's take a look at WKRN.
Survey says Tennessee ranks in the top 10 in the country for transgender people moving away. And they say that's due to unequal treatment. News 2's Caitlin Quisenberry explains how one local organization.
So what was that fact there?
Survey says Tennessee ranks in the top.
Who says? Why'd they cut that off?
Survey says Tennessee ranks in the top.
A survey.
Survey says.
Good answer. Good answer.
So that means it's just opinion.
I guess so. Yeah.
If it's a survey, it's just people's opinions.
I wonder who put the survey together, though.
I don't know.
Top 10 in the country for transgender people moving away. And they say that's due to unequal treatment. News 2's Caitlin Quisenberry explains how one local organization is fighting for the transgender community.
We get calls pretty often about, you know, should I stay in the state? Should I be staying for my child? Should I just leave? Would it be safer for me to leave? All those kinds of conversations are happening on a daily basis.
Many pushed out by unequal treatment. Okay, let's hear him out or her.
Right.
Whatever.
I want to know what the unequal treatment is.
Oh, how about in Texas? Olsteen's church.
Oh, the murder?
Another one.
I know.
Another
let's
one.
Talk about unequal treatment.
Another one that has dysphoria in the brain.
Yeah.
Right.
For 9 years, the Human Rights Campaign Joke says winners. Tennessee has enacted more anti-LGBTQ+ laws than any other state in the country. That includes...
We're going to go into those laws in just a moment.
...a law preventing transgender students from playing sports consistent with their gender identity.
That's right.
Right.
Boys against boys.
And girls against girls.
Vaginas against vaginas.
It is biology
penis versus
only.
Penises.
When you are a kid, you do not even need to convolute your mind with a warped mentality of sexuality.
And why I stand on this is because I'm trying to defend women in reality.
Defending anybody that's true to their biology.
No, girls, come play the boys. I got no problem with that. It's the boys going to play the girls.
Right, and that is worse because...
Absolutely.
Biologically, they are bigger, stronger, more muscle tone. Like, all of those things go against a woman, for sure. We are
Another
not
law.
Made equally.
No. Men are better.
And it's okay that we're not equal.
Yeah, I know. We all have our attributes that we bring to the table.
There are strengths and weaknesses on both sides. Yeah, let's embrace those things.
And my strength is my wiener.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Passed last year, bans gender-affirming treatments on minors, including surgery.
Gender-affirming treatment. They hide this. Gender-affirming care. You know what that is?
Mm.
That's sex change.
Yep, that's exactly what that is.
Cutting them off.
And they want to say it that way because it doesn't sound as bad.
Right. It's
Just say
it's
what
a
it
sex
is.
Change.
Just say what it is.
For kids.
Yeah.
For kids. Irreversible procedures. All right. Trans kids are sacred.
It's a card used to, instead of being accountable, you're going to use that as your get out of jail free card.
And I understand that.
And society's saying, okay, that's your pass.
There are people that are going through some stuff in their head, and it's not entirely their fault.
Right.
They're doing this on purpose, in case you haven't noticed. Distract, divide.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Just ask Big Mike Obama.
Injuries and hormone blockers.
It is dangerous. It is destructive.
That's right.
And I will say it. It is evil.
Yeah.
What those children need is love and support, mental health treatment, and time.
We need to allow doctors and families to make those decisions.
And on top of all these.
Yeah, they need doctors and parents to decide if their kids need to cut off their penis.
Yeah, I don't think a doctor should decide
that. Are you
crazy? But I think parents need to stop, like, buying into, oh, my kid feels this way, so I think it's, like, 100% how it really is. Like, were you a kid? Did you turn out the way that you thought when you were four?
Yes. So that doesn't help the argument. This is a billion-dollar medical industry.
True. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yep, on top of that.
All right, because not for nothing, here's what happens, okay? When a guy gets it cut off, and hey, you're an adult. Go
do what you want. Yeah.
Do like what Maria did and just ruin 80% of their body. Okay,
what?
Go with all those tattoos.
All the tattoos.
Yeah, but I mean, here's what happens when you get the PP cut off. Okay, they don't make a vagina. What happens is you now have what is known as a wound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a hole that is a wound. And that wound tries to heal itself and close up.
Yep.
So what they have to do now every month is go to the doctor and get that wound. They have to stick something in there.
Healed.
Okay.
Like mend it. Like
they have to re-unheal it.
Right.
Even though it's never growing back.
Right.
But this wound that is a hole that is not a vagina. And good luck with the pleasure part. That's gone.
Yep.
Right. Just to let you know. But you have to go
back.
Yeah, so
like if you want to be dependent on the medical industry for the rest of your life, just over you're feeling insecure or whatever makes you go to that route, now you got to think, how are you going to pay for all the treatments you're going to need for the rest of your life? Maybe look at some other options first.
And here's the thing, too. Who's paying for this? The insurance companies?
Yeah, right now you are, or our tax dollars are paying for some of it, depending on what state you live in.
California.
But I'm sorry, I don't want my tax dollars to pay for that. I can barely get my own medical treatment for myself if I need it, let alone my tax dollars paying for you to do something that is absolutely not survival driven.
No.
That's desire driven.
This is in the military. Oh, boy.
Mm.
Here's the issue with the military, okay? Former sergeant, 101st Airborne Division, air assault.
Yeah.
When I was getting out, this was all like, wait, what? So if someone wants to do this surgery in the military pays for it. Check this out, too. Now they're not deployable. They're sidelined for about a year. Now they can't do anything as they recover. You're like, you're a useless soldier now.
And is it hard to get this approved?
I don't know that. I can't honestly answer
that.
Yeah, back to WKRN, and hey, you know, we're just trying to say what the news should have been saying, along with the accusations.
Right.
That's all. But the news just isn't doing it.
Right.
Why? Because they don't want to offend anyone. Maybe they're scared because now they're shooting up all the schools and churches.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The last six of these shootings.
Mm-hmm.
Something going on upstairs.
There is.
Laws. Jace Wilder with the Tennessee Equality Project tells me hate crimes against the trans community have increased.
It's not hate crimes.
Especially during last year's Pride Month.
You know where these hate crimes are increasing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the trans community?
Mm-hmm.
Where? So, with hookers.
Oh.
So, and here's the stat they're not going to tell you either.
Okay.
So, with the hookers, okay? You know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you big savage.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 20. Right. Whatever.
Right.
Right. I mean, they asked me for 20. It depends on what your situation was. So, so then they start getting into each other.
Uh-huh.
And then they find out, yo.
You're a dude.
Yo. And then comes a beating.
Right.
Guess who's doing the beating? And you're not going to hear this from the news. Black dudes.
Okay.
Right. Just saying.
Is the black dude the dude that's pissed that he got fooled. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would be so disgusted. I wouldn't put myself in that situation to begin with a hooker, but, or a man hooker or whatever. Let's just, whatever.
A mucker.
But I would be mortified and so disgusted to find out that in the heat of the moment or whatever. And like, what?
When's the last time you were with a prostitute?
Never. I never have been with one.
Chris is a prostitute. Okay.
He's
a legal prostitute.
Yeah.
Don't
he's
agree.
Bought and paid for.
Oh my God. Hope he kept the receipt.
But he says the Tennessee Equality Project will continue fighting for the trans community.
A lot of times our wins are quieter, and it's the times in which we no longer are having to get up in the morning with dread about what our politicians have done that day.
For now, the Tennessee Equality Project is fighting on a state level and encouraging transgender and LGBTQ plus community.
Yes, let people live their lives.
Absolutely.
Stop invading their sports.
Yeah, well, that, and if you want to do all of these things as an adult, by all means do it, but you need to pay for it yourself.
Yeah, and
keep me totally out of it.
And this is for the kids. All right, the drag shows in front of kids. Yeah, don't do it.
No.
It doesn't matter, gay, straight, whatever.
Yeah, I would
just stop.
None of it.
The books in the libraries. Yeah. Stop.
How about monitor even the movies that your kids are watching at home? Like, let the sexual content in general is numbifying, and it just comes on and you don't even think anything of it anymore. You start doing that as a young child all the way up, and now you're totally desensitized to anything sexual.
And programmed. Sex, mm-hmm. sex, sex,
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, everything sex. Is sex.
Right, everything. Yep.
Community members to stay and fight.
Oh, even though these laws are saying that we don't belong here,
that
we do.
Producer
and
Chris,
that there
exactly.
are people who are ready
it's
to represent
thing.
In this state.
He also tells me the Tennessee Equality Project will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Capitol Hill to speak with legislators about the bill affecting the LGBTQ plus community. For more information on the event, you can visit our website, WKRN.com.
Survey says Tennessee.
They want attention. They love this. Mm-hmm. Don't ever, we're outraged. No. They love this. They're getting all the attention that they want.
They're getting media.
Right.
And bad news is good news.
And anyone that wants you to change your definition of a man and a woman to fit their narrative is a narcissist. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And what a narcissism want? They want this attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving you a heads up.
We need to be praying. We really need to be praying. Praying for the heart and the minds of our next generation.
You're right. It is pretty cool though, seeing how the youth is standing up against this. I'm looking at these surveys and these polls. It's an election year.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump's got the youth vote. It's crazy.
That's good.
And their reason is they're done with all this nonsense.
Yeah.
That they have to deal with on a daily basis in schools.
I would rather deal with the ridiculous outbursts of his comments. But he actually makes sense and gets things done. And we feel protected as a country. Then, you know,
well,
whatever's going on right now.
Here's their problem. He's a New Yorker. That's how they talk.
It's true.
Listen. Okay. Listen. If you got a pee-pee, okay, I'm sorry. You can't wrestle her. All right. That's
right.
It.
Right. Don't read too far into it.
It's just common sense. We had a, I'll tell you what, though. We in wrestling, we had a girl on our team, Deirdre Mamano. She was great.
Yeah.
She won 5 matches. But that's not bad. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine doing that sport.
Well, wrestling
I
was
did,
great.
However, imagine mm-hmm. if for the, we just had the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Okay, now imagine this. My family thought I was ridiculous when I said this, but now I'm tiny, right? And I've never played football, obviously.
4'11"?
Yes, and I know nothing about football, so I wouldn't even really know what to do. Mm-hmm. Other than if I got the ball and I just started running because I'm so small, I could fit through their legs and make it all the way across and actually make a touchdown. Wouldn't that be crazy? And I'd be a girl on the football team and actually do that?
They would kick you through the field goal. Okay? They would mistake you for the football. Right. The kicker would come out. Okay? They would hike you. Okay? You'd be caught by the placeholder. Okay? And the kicker would come up and actually split the uprights. And you'd be wee.
Wee. And right. then put a trampoline on the other side.
Well, there's a net that catches you.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
The hell goes on in that brain of
yours? I don't know. The things that I think of.
Yeah, they'd punt you, Maria, says Galen. Right. Up, fourth down.
If they could catch me.
Fourth down, bring him, Maria. We got a punt.
That's the thing. I'd be so fast and slide between their legs, they would never be able to catch me.
You're so slow.
You have no idea.
I know.
You don't.
I know. Yeah. Wide right, right. That would suck if they missed the net.
Right.
And you land in the crowd. And they catch you and they take you home.
Splat.
What's for dinner?
Maria.
Oh boy. You know what we need? You know what I need after hearing that? I need some Jesus. That's right.
Oh, new song.
That's Word on Wednesday. Every Wednesday, Maria comes in here and plays pretend in her brain. And then shares the word. Yes. All right, so today, for a Word on Wednesday, Maria, you went to 1 Corinthians.
Yep.
Chapter 12, verses 25 through 27. And this guy that you sent over is a Christian rapper.
Yeah.
Do you know much about him?
I don't know anything about him.
So I did a little research.
Okay.
And he raps Christian music.
That's awesome.
That's all I got.
There's a handful of Christian rappers out there. One, I like NF. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
He's actually Eminem's brother.
Like real brother?
Real brother. They share the same mom.
I hope he prays for his brother.
I think he raps a lot about it. I don't think they have a really good relationship just based on kind of what you can hear in his lyrics. But
NF. I got to check that out.
Yeah, you should. He's really good. We actually went to see him perform in Nashville a couple years ago because Corbin was really into him. And then I actually really like him, and I'm not even into
rap. Corbin's your son.
Yes.
All right, just letting him know.
Yeah.
Who's going to be running at the zoo?
Corbin, yep.
Yeah.
Everyone cheer on Corbin. He's going to run.
He's got a race at the zoo.
Yeah.
Where the monkeys throw crap and on the third lap.
Christian rap artist based out of Los Angeles, California. And today's verse of the day is out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 to 27. And it reads like this. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. I'm originally from the Bay Area in Northern California.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of my favorite things to do with my family was go to Golden State Warrior games, right? I'll never forget a few months ago, I took my son Nehemiah to a game. And at this game, he was fascinated with the presentation of the event with the lights and the cameras and the DJ and Steph Curry hitting the three and everything. And I'm like, son, you do know everything that you can see is fueled by everything you can't see.
That.
There is no light without a lighting technician. There is no music being played in the arena without a DJ in a booth that you probably can't see. And Steph Curry is not that skilled without his coaching staff, right? And so it is with the body of Christ. What we can see is fueled by what we can't. Just because some parts of the body are more visible than others doesn't mean that every part doesn't hold the equal same value as each individual part. When the hands win, the kingdom advances. If the legs are broke, we're stagnant. There is equal importance on every single part of the body because without the heart, without the internal organs, the body can't function in its fullness. Let the Lord lead you to fully operate in the function that he has given you. And I believe that's where the investment of the kingdom happens, where we look at what God has given us, where we master that lane, or we step into it with boldness and embrace it and say, God, I don't care if I'm a foot, I don't care if I'm the leg. I'm going to give you praise with this. I don't care if I'm the fingertip. I don't care if I'm the ring finger, the pinky finger, whatever it is, God, is yours. And that's how all things work together.
Hmm.
I think it's really, it's a different perspective of going through life just in general to just know, like, whatever it is that you're doing. Some things you may be more of a leader and some things you may be more on the back burner, but all the things are leading to ultimately God's purpose, right? So whatever it is, just let God use you.
Yeah. And hey, daily reminder, repent, ask for forgiveness, turn around, right?
Yep.
Thursday. At 6:05, Cumberland Drive.
6:05,
Cumberland
Drive.
Wicked good
trivia. Yeah.
Really is turning into quite the event over there.
That's, well, duh. It's at Wicked Good.
I know. The trivia is not that good, but the food is really good.
It's wicked good.
Oh, God. Go play football.
Wait till you know. You know when you know.
Yeah, John Doe be like, yeah, Maria would be fun to spike. Remember when they score the touchdown, they spike the football?
As long as there
ouch!
Is a trampoline there and I go, wing!
Wing. I can only imagine, you know, in the locker room. all these behemoth and Nephilim are showering.
I'd be like, ah!
And you're just like,
don't step on me.
They're everywhere.
It's crazy how big some of them are. Like, I was one of the news reporter people was standing next to one of their interviews. Yeah. And she's like, I thought she was like just a tall human in general. And then he stands next to her and is like four times her size. I'm like, can you imagine if he stood next to me? I have no idea. I'd be at his knees or something. It's crazy. Yeah.
I wouldn't say his knees.
You don't
need
to go. You don't need to take it there.
Hey, I'm not taking it anywhere. Okay. Quinners, by the way, is on a winning streak over there at Wicked Good Trivia.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now y'all got to go and beat.
Yeah, Joe Quinners.
Beat Joe Quinners.
I agree. Hey, check this out. I'm going to try this. I fly out Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Next week, I'm off. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you told me.
Okay. Oh, did I? Okay.
Yeah, good. You did.
I forgot to tell everyone else.
Uh-oh.
All right. So I fly out to Jersey, New York, and I want to learn, how do I get through TSA without a ticket?
But you'll have a ticket, so how will you find out?
I'm gonna hide the ticket.
And then you're just going to try to
Yeah.
go? Okay.
Yeah, because this lady did it.
I'm wondering if it's because they've got like a minor going through and they get to kind of help.
I'm guessing this is Andy Cordan of WKRN who does all the... just by, you know...
The graphics?
The graphics here. And I bet there's a lot of movement and motion. And sound effects. Oh, please let it be Andy Cordan. It is WKRN.
It is a big question for the TSA tonight. How did a woman get through the security checkpoint without showing a ticket, a boarding pass, or any form of identification?
Oh, my God. Wait,
welcome
wait
to News 2 at 6.
What are we looking at?
Is she not wearing a bra?
No, she is.
What is that?
That's her shirt. What are we looking at?
What is that? Is it cold in studio?
No, that's a fold on her shirt. It's like a real thin shirt, so it folds.
Yo. No.
There's a pleat.
Look at that.
No, it's not what you think.
You tell me in the comments.
It's a fold next to the pleat.
Yo, hey, look, she even realizes it. Look at the face.
She does not realize it.
Look, she's like, oh my God, it's so cold in here.
Oh my word.
Yo, Haley Wagus, what are you doing? She just had a kid too, so.
She looks amazing for just having a kid. That's,
well, it was a couple months ago we had it. She had it.
But still, a couple months ago?
Right. All right.
Well, showing a ticket, a boarding pass,
look
or
the size
any
of her
form
neck.
Of identification.
That is not what
welcome
that is.
News to
that
six.
Is a fold.
I'm and I'm Bob Mueller. We can tell you.
And there's a pleat right there.
And his nipples are hard, too.
Apparent security breach at the Nashville International Airport and has the story you'll see only here on News 2.
Is it Andy?
News 2 has learned that last week a woman was able to get through the TSA security checkpoint without a boarding pass.
Well, ding, every time
not
there's a special effect.
Security, but we've learned that woman was able to get on an airline.
On
what?
Wednesday, February 7th, a woman
she got
hops
in. She got in the plane.
I know, that's what he said.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I need to learn this. Oh, first thing, here comes a graphic.
the mystery
Wednesday,
woman.
February 7th. A woman hops one of these security stanchions without being seen.
Oh, look at the mystery woman
going by me. She passes through this first layer of TSA security without showing her boarding pass or identification. According to TSA regional spokesperson Mark Howell, once past this first layer of security, the woman and her bags then pass through the security scanners without any incident. From there, she reportedly proceeds on to the gates. According to TSA...
How'd she get through without a ticket, though?
The only thing that I can think of is if there is a cluster right at that, like, right at that section, and there's that person that passes you by, and it's, like, a family, and they're like, okay, and she just was with the family and just kept going. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Because before you get to this part, there's, you know, the law enforcement part.
Right.
That checks your ticket, and it's one at a time.
Right.
Multiple lanes, but one at a time.
Right.
Right.
But you know, when there's a family and they got like all of the tickets by one person, they could have...
Like in Home Alone with the McAllisters?
that whole thing is insane. That would never happen now like that.
Because they were just counting heads?
Uh-huh.
Right? So you think she crouched down to be like a small little child?
No, I mean, it could have been just...
You think she's a midget?
I don't know.
Well, am I okay to say that in your presence?
Find out. I don't get offended.
Okay.
And I'm not a midget.
Well, you're technically.
No.
A dwarf?
No.
Are you an elf?
No.
You're technically an elf?
No, I'm technically not.
I know. You're human?
I think it's 4'8 is what constitutes as a midget.
Are you a football?
And I'm pretty sure a midget is in proportion, like, and then a dwarf has like a large head, stubby arms, kind of.
I can't picture you taller. To be honest with you.
Me neither.
Yeah.
When I was
the perfect height.
When I was like 15 and 16, my mom was like, let's see if we can do like those injections in your joints to help you grow, like growth stuff.
I don't know.
But when we went, I had already stopped growing. So there was no, but now I'm like, man, I'm so glad.
Absolutely.
Because I could not imagine being taller. I feel like it fits my personality
could
perfectly.
Could you imagine the joint pains?
Oh,
and plus, every, you know, speaking of the airline, every seat that you take in an airline is first class.
Now, the crazy thing is I move so much, so I get very uncomfortable sitting. I'm a hobbit. My feet are not big and hairy, okay?
Well, she's Italian, so I don't know.
17 lanes here at BNA, and it's rare that all 17 lanes are utilized. And on February 7th, the woman is able to find a blind spot where nobody's watching, and she passes through, thus avoiding that first layer of TSA security.
She must have went there knowing, because she didn't...
How to pass through.
Unless this is a setup, you know, where they're
like
doing checks.
Like a secret shopper?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That might be this.
That could be.
But why is the news reporting on it?
Yeah, they wouldn't want to report that they're failing at something.
Right.
It would make them look bad.
That requires identification and boarding pass information.
I'm not Oompa Loompa.
That is pretty
orange. Joe is.
No, she's not an Oompa Loompa yet.
Yet.
That is pretty astonishing, to tell you the truth, which is the whole reason why you have TSA and the whole reason you have going through pre-check things. You definitely need to... Someone obviously failed at their job.
This woman is from Augustine, Florida.
We have to show your
Saint
ID. You
Augustine.
Have to show your ticket.
Yeah.
You have to be
Saint.
Able to...
They just grabbed some random lady. You know many people before this said, get out of my way, Andy Cordan.
Can I interview? No.
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 I'm late. I had to buy my ticket, unlike this lady.
We go in. So how did she manage to get through the line?
She finds it alarming that
Joe,
anyone
right.
can get through security without detection.
And that's their job. That's why they all got started. This whole terrorist thing got started with the whole governmental another waste. And, you know, once they get involved, it becomes inefficient. And
I like her.
Yeah. So she's saying take all this nonsense away.
So not only did he add this graphic, okay, but he also... lowered the opacity rate so you could see through it.
Yep.
Andy Cordan put in extra work for this story.
That was obviously an inefficiency.
Andy Cordan, News 2.
A statement News 2 received from the TSA says, quote, TSA is reviewing the circumstances of this matter, but can confirm that the traveler in question was physically screened along with their carry-on items without incident at the...
Yeah. Of course, they went through the... detector.
Right.
Where they see everything, by the way.
Right.
Okay. Everything.
Yep.
Right. I put in two rolls of quarters in my pants. And they, you know, they asked, they go, is that quarters? I go, no, I had to take out my change, remember? And then they go, oh, and then they'd start turning red.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Right. They go, the one lady winks at me. She goes like this. Every time I go through, she goes like this. I don't know what that means, but that's what she does. And then this one lady, she goes like this. I don't know what that meant.
Oh, ridiculous.
One guy.
Oh, no.
One guy said, I have to pat you down.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that meant.
Uh-huh. Nashville International Airport security checkpoint back on February 7th before boarding the flight. TSA and its airline partners are cooperating with the ongoing law enforcement investigation.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you think she was a plant? I don't know.
I don't know. How come that person's not being interviewed?
She arrested?
There's that, too.
Is she arrested? What happened?
Like, wouldn't they automatically think they're, like, a bad person and be like, well, come with me. Now we need to investigate you because there's all kinds of red flags?
Nowhere in the report did they say that she got arrested, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nipple.
Yeah. No, it is not.
You disagreed.
No, I was saying yeah to something else.
So, yeah, this is a strange story coming out of Nashville.
On top
airport.
Of that, the whole thing could be fake.
Right.
We have no proof other than the news is saying it. A news reporter showed up at the thing and just pulled someone and said, hey, did you know this happened?
Right.
They could have just pulled that out of thin air.
No TSA was interviewed. All they gave was a statement.
Right, which they also could have made up.
I don't know. This is a weird story.
I don't even know if it's even true now. I question everything.
Yeah, and it says John Smith. Come on, really? The tickets?
I mean, how many John Smiths are out there? Scan that ticket. Let's see if it's even legit.
And Andy Cordain, see this ticket? Update it a little bit, okay?
2017, come on.
June 7, 2017? Come on.
We didn't have all of these regulations in 2017, just half of them.
Oh, my God, 2017.
So it's like a lifetime away.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. John Doe, that guy wanted to check you, Joe, and to see if you had a WMD, a weapon of mass destruction. Yeah. That's right. I got the Moab.
Wow.
Mother of all bombs.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Okay.
I got a J-Dam.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I got a...
Okay, moving on.
Howitzer.
What's the next story?
Oh, sorry. Hey. Stained Glass Workshop.
We've got...
I don't know which one to promote.
That's okay. Stained Glass is totally sold out. I should have sent you one. I didn't even think about it.
When's the next one?
The only one not sold out is February 19th.
Okay, so that's the one you want.
Yes.
Because everyone loves this.
Yes, this is a great one.
Right.
And February 19th is a holiday. The banks are closed. Most people are off of work.
Uh-huh.
Give you something to do that day. Sign up for the Stained Glass Workshop.
Yo, artlinkclarksville.com. Link's in the video description. Yeah. Yeah, this, everyone loves this. How do you not? It's stained glass.
It's so fun.
Right. Ah, speaking of so fun.
This is another fun thing. This is a great thing that you could do on Valentine's with your Valentine.
Yep. Underwater lovemaking.
Oh, my.
Right, but you got wetsuits on.
So it's a little difficult.
Or dry suits.
Yep.
I've learned there's a difference.
That's true. There is.
Wetsuits and water dogs. Yeah. Check these guys out. Go scuba diving. So wetsuits, if... I hope I don't get this wrong. So wetsuits, if you're scuba diving and you fart. No, this is how it's explained to me. Okay.
Traps it. Mm-hmm.
Dry suits releases it. Or is it the other way around?
I don't know. Someone Google it. Let's find out.
So when you take off your suit, it comes out. Could you imagine?
I know all your skin would be absorbing that. Oh, that's gross.
I don't know if that's what they want for their promotion. But water dogs there, scuba.com.
I mean, they did, you know, like bottle farts and sell it. So now here's a different way of encountering that. Try it with scuba diving.
Water dogs there, scuba.com.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah, they got this safe bar program. Making bars safe again. More bars signing up for the Safe Bar program.
What is this?
I don't know. I don't trust WKRN anymore. Let's see what
we know. Is this fake two?
Oh, I like that. Instead of news two, it's fake two
fake
news.
Fake two.
Who's it? Is it Haley with a friggin' cold?
Well, that reminds me of what's that silly news story guy that we watched? The Clarksville stories that are...
Clarksburg?
Clarksburg, yeah. Clarksburg, what happened to that? Is this still happening?
Yeah, he got busy.
Okay.
Right.
Of the assaults and rapes in Middle Tennessee include drugs or alcohol. That's according to the Nashville Sexual Assault Center. Welcome.
She's always hunched over. Ever notice that?
She's got really good hair.
Yeah, I don't know, but she's always hunched. Yeah, she does have great hair, but she's always hunched. Mm. And I like her, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and she always does with the shoulders. She's always wearing something with shoulders. Mm.
Sexual Assault Center. Welcome to News 2 at 4. I'm Kendall Ashman in for Mark Kelly. Well, to keep tourists and Tennesseans safer, the Sexual Assault Center started a training program to help bar staff detect and stop assaults.
That'd be great if the camera just kept going in and hit her in the face. Right?
Happening. But getting businesses to sign up has been a struggle. News 2's Adam Minster reports.
This looks comfortable.
Yeah, nice velvet.
Is that velvet?
Looks velvet.
What is this, felt?
This is a velvet.
Is this felt?
Very comfortable.
No, it's not felt. It is now.
Oh, you would.
Some of the biggest bars on Broadway are getting a bit safer.
There's actually dozens of bars and restaurants lined up behind us that very soon are going to be available as also certified safe bars, which is huge.
The Safe Bar program is run by the Nashville Sexual Assault Center.
Okay, a safe bar. What do you think goes into a safe bar?
I don't know. Is there just somebody watching, like almost a extra security guard that's making sure people aren't getting harassed?
I hope it's more than just a sign.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, when there's a sign that says no guns allowed, you know who likes going in there? Bad guys with guns.
Right. Well, you're not supposed to go in any bar with a gun.
Well, you're not supposed to be drinking with a gun, right?
Right.
All right.
The program trains employees at places serving alcohol to identify signs of sexual harassment and assault and properly intervene. The program is free, but last year, business...
Wait, are they going to do away with pickup lines? Do you know what I mean? Wait a minute.
Well, I guess you'd have to see what kind of detection they're going to say.
Like, what is sexual harassment?
Right.
And what's some good pickup lines?
And that's relative, is it not? Like, everybody could take it a different way. And, of course, we're also sensitive these days.
Yeah, Chris Hurley brings up a good point. The Sexual Assault Center, also known as SAC.
Oh, gosh.
Joe Quinters, my gun doesn't drink. It's true. It's true.
Yep.
Yes, if you know any pickup lines, please put them in the comments. I would love to, because we got to say them now before they get banned in Nashville.
Right.
Says weren't eager to sign up.
The difficulty sometimes is having to pay your staff to attend. It might be a financial barrier. It might be that there's no incentive, right, to train bars.
But after getting MNPD, Metro Council, the mayor's office, and restaurant groups on board, more businesses are interested in participating.
It's almost all of the celebrity bars behind us that are now on board.
The Sexual Assault Center says last November, only one bar on Lower Broadway participated. Now, three.
I like that it's called Broadway.
So are they saying they got funding to pay for their staff to attend these, making it easier to attend?
We are certified, and a dozen more are in the process.
We also have representation from TC Restaurant Group, Tootsie's Entertainment, and Solaran Risk Management.
To help the program grow, the Metro Council...
Tell us what's in the program. What are they teaching them?
They said the detection of sexual harassment.
What is sexual harassment? Pickup lines?
I don't know. They may not tell all those details
right.
in this.
Give us one detail. That's
one example.
I just want one example. That's all.
The Women's Caucus lobbied council to approve spending $75,000 towards the program last year.
If they've got money behind it, that means they're paying...
The program about Safe Bar, we were so blown away that they were making this effort and struggling to get the word out of how important it was that we keep...
Are they in the middle of the street?
I know. I'm trying to figure out where they are because the cars keep coming. And then I'm trying to figure out, is that a green screen behind them? And then they're just standing somewhere else?
No, I think because of the lighting, I think they are outside.
I think they're outside, but I think... they filmed the street.
No.
And
how important it was.
Superimposed it behind them.
No. No, they're in the street. They got them.
To get certified.
But look at how close the cars get, though.
I hear you. That's it. It's weird.
No. Because they'd be at an intersection, and they cannot block an intersection for a news story.
I don't know. That's weird.
I'm struggling to get the word out of how important it was that we keep our residents and our tourists safe.
To get certified, at least half of all businesses' staff need to complete a training course.
Okay.
Safe bar certification means more than half of a bar's restaurants or bar or restaurant staff have been.
This guy's having a problem. This guy's having a bad day. All right. So they don't give any details about what goes into the training.
Other than
bars,
what,
restaurants,
what they're doing.
How to detect sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
I need an
example.
Right.
Yeah.
What's a sign of.
Sign up. It's free.
Bar or restaurant staff have been trained.
Chris Early, sign up for this.
Yeah.
Producer Chris would love this. He is the king of sexual harassment.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, he knows how to harass with the best of them.
It's a don't touch boobies training.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
That'd be great. There's like a, you know, there's like mannequin with boobies and you go to touch it. They just slap your hand. You go to touch it again. And you just keep slapping until you
learn. What if like a married couple shows up at a bar and they're like, okay, just to like spice up their love life.
Yeah.
Be like, we're going to meet at the bar. You're going to be somebody else. I'm going to be somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to hit on me. And then we're going to leave. And like their,
what goes on in
their
this
like interaction is on purpose. And then this bar has gone through this training. And then they see this dude like hitting on this girl. And they're like, stop that. Get out of this bar. You're not allowed to do it. And they just ruined their hot date night.
You got to stop playing football. It's really getting to you. Okay.
I think it's a legit concern.
You might want to check out your brain. Okay.
I'm just saying.
John Doe's like, I'm out. I can't. Is there a difference between touch and fondle?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah.
By the National Sexual Assault Center. Now, to help and to see which bars near you are certified, you can download the Sexual Assault Center's Safe Bar app. Kendall.
This poor guy. He's not going to last long. So there you go. Do you know whose burp that was?
Yours?
Nope. Famous burp.
A famous burp? Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Here.
I'm not really, you know, familiar with people's burps.
It's a cartoon. Maybe someone in the comments can help you out.
Who is that? I don't know. I don't really watch cartoons.
I haven't watched this one in years.
Oh, would it be Homer Simpson?
It's close.
That might be the only burp I might.
You're close. Is motorboating okay? That's a good question.
Yeah, in public, no.
Is that harassment?
In public, yes.
Hey, ma'am, good to meet you.
Yeah, we're not going to do that in public.
Haley Wagus, I see it's cold in here. Very good, Joe Quinters. It is Barney from The Simpsons.
Oh, so I was right on Simpsons.
Yep, you were. Yes, very good, Chris Early. He knew it, too. Tonight. Yes, come on out. Hey, if you all have a Valentine's date, if you don't have a Valentine's date,
maybe you'll get a Valentine's date.
Yo.
By showing up.
You want to go to a bar that has not had this training yet. Okay. Then you want Skyline 500 Rooftop Trivia. They have not had any of this you can't hit on people training. Right. I'm a little skeptical about that program.
This is Fair Game Bar.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. That's right. Ladies, you want to get hit on? Yo, ladies love getting hit on.
There is a, like, oh man, somebody actually notices me.
Yes,
that
right.
Kind of like makes you smile, yeah, in the back of your head. But then there's going too far and you're like, that's annoying.
Yep.
As well, you know.
True. All right, we gotta speed this up here. Yep. Right, you gotta,
yep,
get out
do
of here. Maybe we'll cover this another day. Tree houses are becoming a thing now.
Tree houses are, Airbnb tree houses are like these really popular.
Oh, I went to one in Mount Juliet.
Oh, yeah?
It was fantastic.
I know. I went to one in Chattanooga,
yeah,
and I loved it, too.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was with what's-her-name, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we need to create a new memory for you.
Yeah. So I gotta go buy one of these. And then we'll talk to these guys who may or may not be together.
Well, what?
Yeah. I don't know. You'll see. Weak handshakes. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Don't forget about the stained glass workshop, February 29th.
19th. February 19th.
Do we have a February 29th this year? Is it a leap year?
We do. Yeah, it is a leap year.
This is a leap year.
Yep.
So not the 29th, but the 19th.
The 19th. It's right. Monday.
Right.
Would that be next, this coming Monday? Right?
Yeah. No trivia
last Monday.
We got Tuesday trivia this Friday.
Ooh. Because
I had that Broom Bowl event yesterday.
Oh, true.
Right.
And then I got to fly out. Which I heard was really cool.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great. All right. Some bills on the floor.
We got like a few minutes.
Yeah, now we're going to go. Which one you want to do? You want to do the GPS bill or the AI bill?
The AI bill.
Yeah? Okay. Here's the AI bill.
AI is very interesting to me.
Artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Tennessee AI bill? They want to regulate AI in schools.
I think they should.
Let's take a look. Here's WSMV News 4.
Right now, artificial intelligence is being used really by students all over the state.
Lawmakers are trying to set boundaries with the new technology. Our Marissa Sulik shows us.
Did he stumble on Marissa Sulik's name?
At their fingertips, students
can... Dirty?
I don't know.
Marissa Sulik. Was it too many S's?
Sulik.
There was too many S's for him. Check this out.
Our Marissa Sulik shows us.
Sulik. At their fingertips, students can get any answer to any assignment thanks to artificial intelligence.
Yeah, this ChatGPT thing is...
It's awesome.
It's scary, too.
But it's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's scary. I hear you.
It helps those who have already had to use their brain a whole bunch not have to think so much, which is really nice.
Oh,
but...
Way to make yourself dumb.
Dude, I use my brain so much, it's ridiculous. If I can take something and make it easier, it's just adds more productivity. There are just, at my fingertips, I could type what I want, and it will just produce.
Do you have to, pay for this?
No, ChatGPT is free.
What about on the phone?
It's free.
What about them making designs and stuff?
There are a couple of apps that you pay a minimal amount, and then you have free access the whole year.
Interesting.
Or even at a lifetime.
Wow.
Administrators at Tennessee Tech University knew this could be a problem a year and a half ago.
We really were trying to get out ahead of the
lot of headspace here.
At that point, Dr. Lori Mambruse says the university had to set their own policy for when students and staff access AI.
If we completely shut everything down and not allow any use of it, they don't learn how to appropriately use it.
Every year they have to resubmit a policy because we all know that AI is an ever-evolving technology.
Pretty dark in
this room. This technology is why lawmakers are proposing a bill. It would require public universities and school systems to set their own policy for AI and share that report.
Got a little runaway up here, huh?
I checked. We're kind of in the frontier right here. We're trying to get a handle on this in our classrooms before it becomes a problem.
It is a lot like the introduction of the calculator.
Dr. Bruce...
I don't like it that I can't see her neck.
I like her comparison to the calculator.
Yeah.
So the answers are already there.
Uh-huh.
Use a tool
uh-huh.
that helps you get to that answer quicker.
Uh-huh.
It's smart.
Uh-huh.
You go into construction. We used to hammer out every and make by hand every nail. They were square nails.
Uh-huh.
And we found a tool that can actually produce those nails. Makes the job easier. We build faster. Now we've got a tool that instead of hammering every nail by hand, it'll automatically hammer for us. So we're growing by using tools at our fingertips, which is definitely a wise way to go about it.
Uh-huh.
And if you're in school, is the point to regurgitate all of the information all the time? Is that the whole point? Because if that's the point, then we probably shouldn't use AI.
Because
you're not going to be able to regurgitate.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to be able to memorize all that stuff because you're not learning it that way. But if it's just to get the right answer, it's genius.
Uh-huh.
Because all they're teaching you to do is get to the right answer.
Uh-huh.
They're not actually teaching you how to get to the answer.
Uh-huh.
So they just need to reformulate all of it, the entire education system.
Uh-huh. You're a tool.
Whatever.
Of the Lord.
This is true.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It is a lot like the introduction of the calculator.
Dr. Bruce believes the technology has proven to help students get a better education. Their policy lets their teachers decide. Do they allow AI, restrict it, or use it sometimes?
Most faculty choose the in-between option, the middle option of there will be some assignments in this class that will be no use of AI, and there might be some.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I say, how do you even know if they're using it or not, though?
Integrity. Hmm. Uh-huh.
Assignments in this class where you're allowed to use AI as a part of it.
And it's that choice Dr. Bruce hopes other universities will think of should this legislation pass.
To allow some flexibility there for the universities to develop a policy that works for their enterprise.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. About AI.
It is. It's going to change a lot of things, I think.
Like when you type in, write a paper on history of blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Now, if you're going to type that in and just get the answer and not even read.
Right.
What it gave you.
But there's people that are looking for that shortcut.
Yep. Right. That's that. Then you're not going to learn anything.
What's up, Nichols? How you doing? You missed it. Maria turned into a football earlier.
My word.
So there you go. There's some bills on the floor.
Very interesting. But I don't think that's a... I think that should be decided case by case, like, mm-hmm. in each organization. I don't think government needs to get involved.
I hear you. Ah, yes. So, March 16th is coming up.
It's coming. Yeah, it's just a little bit away. I got the poster here.
Yeah, ClarksvilleOfficeNow.com. You definitely want to be a part of the Power and Purpose Conference over there at the Wilma Rudolph Event Center. Yeah, contact ClarksvilleOfficeNow.com for more. Maria, you should go.
I'm going.
You and April fixed...
Are you going to go with me?
You and April patched up.
I heard you're going to dress like a girl and be the DJ.
I can't. I have rolls of quarters I have to bring. All right, so Dave and Buster's is planned to go over to Square Mall. That's been confirmed. That's pretty cool. It's like, you know, it's like an adult Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. It's going to be a smaller one than the one in Nashville.
That's right.
But it's still cool to have more things coming here.
Good point, Justin Nichols. Early voting starts today.
Oh, yeah. Early voting starts today for sure. Go vote.
Yep.
I actually am going tomorrow.
And definitely look into the candidates and do some research. Mm-hmm. Just don't blind vote.
It's for the... Is it our county and the primary, presidential primary?
County.
Not the presidential primary either?
For early voting?
Yeah, it's not?
No.
Oh, I thought it was a primary for that too. I thought it was both.
Is it? I don't know. I need ChatGPT to give me an answer. Or Alexa.
Oh.
Fort Defiance is hosting the Surrender of Clarksville Living History event. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of history on the Battle of Clarksville.
Yeah.
They were like, when the North came down,
Yeah. They
were like, all right.
All right.
They were all right. Yeah, we kind of gave up our slaves a while ago, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The Battle of Clarksville. Very interesting. French students are visiting Fort Campbell in Hopkinsville on the eve of the D-Day anniversary, which is very important because the 101st Airborne Division was dropping in
mm-hmm.
on not June 6th, but June 5th
mm-hmm.
through the skies and coming in. Mm-hmm. And police seek to help identify suspects in a string of vehicle burglaries. Here, take a quick look.
Yeah, see? Presidential as well.
Yeah, that's what I said. Right. Very good, Maria.
I pay attention to some things.
I know you do. Yep. Don't trust anyone wearing a mask, by the way.
Or robbing a car the same color as their hoodie.
Yep. You got to watch out for
that. That's like camouflage. Mm-hmm.
That they wore that just for a reason.
So he doesn't even think he's being seen right now.
And don't leave your purse in your truck.
And if you do, at least, like, hide it so it's not, like, an eye-catching thing. I always, like...
I hate thieves.
I really always like, put mine in the trunk or whatever, so you there's nothing to tempt somebody.
And I shouldn't hate, but, man, I just... Thieves irk me.
It's okay to hate evil.
Yeah, I know.
And the person's not the enemy. It's the evil act that's the enemy. We gotta pray for the person. He can't even run because he's holding his freaking pants.
Yeah, pull the pants up, man. But look, I mean, you know, you got a driver.
If you're going to be a thief, at least wear the right outfit. Maybe, I don't know, activewear.
Crazy. For Valentine's Day, I want to know why this Hopkinsville, Kentucky guy threw bleach on a woman.
Thrown at at a woman.
Yeah. She threw it on the woman. Right. It's not like she dodged it. It's on her.
Let's find out, because I'm anxious to hear too. Being accused
of throwing Look at that on a outfit. Woman.
It happened Sunday That's a very on South Clay weird Street pleather outfit yeah. that she's got on there.
I have a couch that looks like her.
It happened Sunday afternoon on South Clay Street in Hopkinsville. Our partners at WKDZ Radio say Michael McGregor got mad at a woman who was going through his trash, so he threw bleach on her. He was arrested and charged with assault. The woman was treated for her injuries on site.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
I have so many questions.
And go Chiefs. Go Chiefs, I guess.
I just have so many questions.
Was
right
this
now.
During the Super Bowl?
Hold on. The man is behind bars after being accused of throwing bleach on a woman. It happened Sunday afternoon on South Clay Street in
Open the bottle and pour it on her, kind of.
Yeah, how did this go down? So it's Super Bowl Sunday. These guys are obviously partying, celebrating the big day, the big game.
Hopkinsville. Our partners at WKDZ Radio say Michael McGregor got mad at a woman who was going through his trash, so he threw bleach on her. He was arrested and charged with assault. The woman was treated for her injuries on site.
Any other questions?
I mean, he could have just threw the bleach bottle at her and maybe she got some bruises.
Oh, you think it was just the bleach bottle?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think like how this went down. Oh, there's that trash panda in my yard again. I'm going to scare
panda.
It away
trash
and
panda.
Grab the bleach bottle and just throw it. And she's, oh, you know, and then it's like, are you even supposed to be on my property anyways? And now I'm the one getting in trouble that I'm trying to shoo you away? Or is it like, I'm drunk and, oh, let's go mess with this person.
Here's my question.
And just.
Why is there so much garbage?
I don't know.
There's a lot of garbage.
Tomorrow
there.
Is trash day. So like, stockpile it all up until tomorrow when the trash man comes.
This is Sunday. The game's not even over. If they're hosting a party or something, I can understand maybe later that night or the next day.
Well, and it's early because look at the date, how much daylight it is.
Right.
So I don't even think the game started until it was kind of dark.
And Sarah, could you put on some real pants?
I think those are football pants.
No, this is something you sleep in.
I know, but look, it almost looks like they're themed with...
Yeah, they are. This guy's all about football.
Yeah.
Like, even when he sleeps.
I know. Even his Crocs match.
Go inside and put on something decent, Sarah. All right, there you go. Another mystery. Maybe we'll never know. There you go. Clarksville, Tennessee. Good stuff. All right. I'm sorry I held you up. But one more time. Clarksville third base trivia night. This is on Mondays. This is great. This is starting to grow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go check that
I think you'll like it. I think you will. And it's got a great view in the back.
Oh,
up
right?
Up the river.
I remember when it was a different restaurant and right. I really enjoyed that. So, this will be a good one, especially with spring coming. Oh, yes.
Well, this wasn't a restaurant. This was a bar. This used to be the, the monkeypox bar.
No, well then maybe I'm...
The gay bar.
Never was a restaurant?
Yeah, I don't think... Maybe, I don't know.
I'll have to go in and then I'll know for sure. March 19th. February 19th.
Yes, February 19th.
February 19th.
This Saturday's booked. Sold out.
And if you can't wait that long, come to Friday Art Night.
Yeah, they'll shoehorn you in.
We got other stuff.
All right, let's get out of here.
Been a good morning, Joe.
Did you learn anything on the show?
I learned so many things.
Right. I learned that Maria could be a football if needed.
I'm willing.
Okay. Maria likes to go to bars and pretend with her husband. Maria likes to role play with her husband in bars to test sexual harassment protocols.
I will be the what do you call it? The secret shopper of the safe
That's
bar.
Right. That's right. I learned that, I don't know about that lady sneaking in.
I know. I've learned that story is not even real.
Yeah.
I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have made national news if that was real.
It should have.
Just saying, because that's a big breach. You know what I'm saying?
It's a big breach.
I know. So I just, yeah.
Right. Oh, but don't worry. She went through screening. All right, I'm Joe Padula.
And I'm Maria Haycraft.
And this was the local news you needed to know. Absolutely.